That sort of assumes, I suppose, an eventual turnaround in the commodity cycle.
It does. But, you know, if you go back over 100 years, you get these big swings where you add capacity, prices, I guess, go up, and then prices come down, and then capacity is taken out. And, you know, we are seeing some signs now that that there are very few new projects that are coming into the space. There is excess capacity that we have to work through. It will take time. But as I said, those, you know, investors who want to take a longer-term approach, we think there is value in the sector.
Aside from resource stocks, your equity portfolios have significant holdings, as you mentioned, in foreign-listed companies and also in other companies outside the top 40. Which shares and stocks are you in favour of?
We'll just talk about one or two of our top 10 holdings. We have been, as I mentioned earlier, we've been cautiously adding to some of the more cyclical elements of the market. We're looking at companies like Imperial Holdings, which is now in our top 10 holdings. The price earnings ratio of that stock is around 6.5-7 times. We think it's a quality management team and a good business. And it's, you know, we think it is, earnings are relatively low. We have been adding to banks over the last few months, particularly in January when there was a large sell-off in the space. Once again, I think you've got, you know, strong balance sheets, great management teams, and, you know, good franchises, and you're buying them at we think are attractive valuations with large margins of safety. Mm. Our offshore exposure, we've been fully invested, I guess, offshore in our domestic funds for a number of years. We've felt for a number of years that there's been good opportunities for the local investor abroad, not only in just in terms of the underlying opportunities, but also to diversify their holdings over a larger number of geographies. And that opportunity is still prevalent. It's a much more difficult call now, taking money from South Africa abroad, you know, given the rand valuation. It's moved significantly over the last, you know, couple of years. And I think we caution investors not to expect the same sort of, you know, tailwind from the rand if you are a local investor investing offshore, as you've seen over the last, you know, the year or two.
Listed property, you note that South African listed property is starting to look more attractive after many companies traded at surpluses to their net asset value for some years. Yes. So perhaps that's pulled back a little bit. Where are the opportunities in this space?
Yeah, so, if we go back a couple of years, you know, some of our companies are trading at significant premiums to their net asset values. And those net asset values are struck at market value of those underlying assets. So the markets were pricing in, you know, significant growth, I guess, in underlying market values. You know, a company like Growthpoint was trading at over a 40% premium at one stage to its underlying net asset value. Through December and January, that has actually closed. At one stage, it was trading at a discount to net asset value. So it is, these companies are becoming more attractive. We still think they're a little early. We still think asset values are quite high. And we think the market is underestimating some of the operating and financial leverage in these businesses. But, you know, I think the sector could well stop presenting some opportunities over the coming months.
And then to come full circle, what is PSG watching closely in terms of the themes driving markets globally and locally, and of course, those themes that are material to making investment decisions?
Yeah, so we are very much what we call bottom-up investors. We look at each security on its own merit. We look for the range of outcomes in those securities, and we're trying to buy with a margin of safety and take a long-term approach. It doesn't mean that we're not cognizant of what is happening in the broader environment, the broader market, but it's often it's often an inverse. When the macro environment is very poor, often that is the best opportunity, the time to take opportunities because, you know, asset prices are falling and those margins of safety are rising. So we will be watching the macro environment. If it continues to deteriorate, we will continue to sift through the range of or the universe of securities that we have to look for opportunities. I think what's on everyone's mind at the moment is in South Africa is, you know, sovereign downgrade and the potential sovereign downgrade and the effect it might have on our local markets. Our sense is that, you know, quite a lot of that is currently in the price already in terms of our bond market, and certain assets in South Africa we think are trading cheap, especially those that are, you know, have got more of a domestic GDP type focus. So a lot of the bad news, I guess, is already in the price. You know, time will tell. I think we've got a little bit more of a constructive outlook on South Africa just in the near term. We think our South African Reserve Bank is a very credible institution, and we think our Treasury is a credible institution, and both of these are good custodians of, let's call it, our sovereign risk premium and our inflation premium. And, you know, I think we'll be watching, obviously, developments in South African landscape quite carefully to evaluate that assessment of ours.
Greg Hopkins is the Chief Investment Officer at PSG Asset Management.